Now back to your training. Let's see if we can make this happen sooner rather than later. I think I'll put the coffee on. And then we'll sit and talk things over. I want to talk to you about vibration and its importance as a building block of matter on all levels of manifestation, from the highest and finest to the lowest and most dense. Vibration, of course, includes things like speech and names. A personal name is an identification symbol. Its sound, when spoken aloud, and the rate at which that sound vibrates, is a call sign that immediately conjures up your face to a friend or relative, along with everything they know about you. A name is the first gift you receive at birth. Its sound and the way it's said and the meaning applied to it and even the reason for its choice is important. In time, this sound comes to mean the totally unique personality that is you. Some people dislike their name and change it to something they feel is more like the person they feel they are. Every person in this world is unique. There has never been another person exactly like you. There never will be again. Amazing? Yes, but true. A magical name is the one by which you identify yourself when working with your inner powers, or to the Lords of Light or the Inner Plane Adepti. It can be a different Christian name, but more often than not, it is a statement. A vibration that says to the inner plane teachers, this is what I want to be. Dion Fortune took her family motto, Dio non fortuna, and made it into a magical name. Et nunc et semper, now and forever, was another name used by a famous occultist. It doesn't have to be in Latin. It can be Greek, English, or Sanskrit. Mine is in Welsh. You need to think about this, for some names are so appropriate they will last right the way through your life. Others will only last for a while, and you will grow out of them. And when the time comes for initiation, you may want to choose something different. You can, of course, choose a name from the tradition that you have decided to follow. One of yours is Egyptian. You might look at something like Merit Aten, Beloved of the Light, or Beloved of Aten, or Seb Abra, meaning the Son of the Heart of Ra. It is literally up to you. Just keep it to yourself and tell no one. Before we go on to the consecration of your temple, there are two more things to consider. Your choice of a magical ring and the robing prayers. A magical ring, as we have talked about before, is something into which you put your magical personality, and it is your link to whatever you regard as a supreme being. It is at once your protection and a magical weapon. You can't always carry around a sword, but your ring can be a very powerful weapon and can be kept with you at all times. Put it in a silk bag in your pocket and keep it on your person. Like the sword, it should be new, unless you are offered one from someone you trust absolutely. Even then, you cleanse and recharge it. Cleanse it by leaving it in direct sunlight for a whole day. Or put it in a cotton bag, tie it firmly, and anchor it in running water. If new, then make the shank out of silver or gold. But the stone should be unflawed and set by an expert. Have it made to fit your right forefinger. The stone is a personal choice. Amethyst, lapis, carnelian, tiger's eye, alexandrite, agate, and garnet are all excellent choices. But the stone should be as perfect as possible. apart from an opal, which is basically a gel. That should not be used. All these stones are of variously colored crystal formations, and a crystal is nature's communication device. It stores emotions, feelings, and even ideas. It can also summon help when it is needed, so you can attune your magical ring to a god form or even to an archangel. Be prepared to pay the price that is asked. It is a tradition that with a magical ring you never haggle. Now the prayers for the robes. Robes are mostly worn with nothing under them, but a lot of people like to keep on their underwear. I tell students that a thin, knee-length underrobe of white silk is a good substitute. Silk is a natural insulator. It can keep you warm or cool. You will also need a white cord long enough to go twice around your waist and hang to the knee when knotted, and the ends should be tasseled. A white cord is the one that you should choose. A red cord is only for first degree initiates, silver for a second, and the third is the choice of the adept giving the degree. The robing prayers themselves are part of the pre-ritual warm-up, and each article of clothing, as it is put on, is associated with a prayer. First comes the underrobe. Lords of Light, let this garment be as a robe of purity, hidden beneath the garment of the day. Let it become a symbol of the inner light that shines in the heart of every man and woman. Let me be a part of the great company of light that watches over humanity, that by my work in the world I may be of use. Now put on your outer robe. Now do I take on the robe of glory. Let me honor it with my heart's dedication. Let me wear it with joy and pride. Let it not be sullied by my faults. Let the point of light within me shine forth and make me one with the company of light. Now you tie on the cord. Now do I bind about me the cord that links me to all life, a never-ending circle of light and love and life. The knot is a symbol of my faith in the work of the Lords of Light. The tassels are hope for the future and the charity I strive to offer to others. Now the slippers. In these slippers let me walk in the ways of light and tread the hallowed halls of the gods. Let me walk through the dark valleys without fear, and dance like David before the ark of the Lord. Give me leave, O Lords of Light, to walk the path of harmony and balance in your company. These simple prayers make each action and each garment a symbol of the work you have taken on. Perform them with intent and dedication.